Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a lot happening here, Ron. Right in the office. I mean, I don't know what to do. Let me go over, before I ask you how you are, what has just transpired in the last perhaps 5 minutes.
You sound harried by this.
Harried, perhaps. Just maybe a little frazzled.
You're not afraid, though.
I won't say I'm not afraid.
Sometimes you get afraid.
Perhaps talking about it will hurt, or will help. Will hurt. Hi, Steiny.
Good morning.
Steiny, this all happened, it was at the confluence of the men's room, the greeting area out front, the hallway, and the studio. Steiny, I see him. He walks right by me without saying hello. First time I saw him this
morning. Rather expeditiously, too.
Yeah. Is there a problem from yesterday? I'll ask you in a minute. That's lingering for you? You didn't shower well, as Clint Hurdle says, after the show yesterday? Then he tells me Ray Fittipaldo's on today at 12:30. I said, you got to tell him no. That's Friday, Steiny. You don't know that already? Then I go into the bathroom, and a salesperson comes in basically with me.
Oh, you hate this.
I go to the
urinal.
I go to the urinal. Steiny goes to one of the stalls, and the salesperson has a very loud stomach blow up in another stall, which is an unbelievable move that someone can just do that, Steiny. Did you hear what I heard?
I was pretty grossed out, but it happens.
How can somebody do that when other people are around?
You've got to go downstairs for that.
I blame you, Joe. You usually head the other way when there's multiple people in the men's room.
No shame among our sales staff. This was my second trip to the bathroom, Ron, in 5 minutes. On the first one, I left in shame because I dropped my laptop. I carried my book bag to the urinal, which is not a good move.
I always leave mine outside the door.
Great move.
My bag.
My laptop fell out of my bag and smashed onto the floor right at the urinal, where we know there's always some remnants, right? So I had to pick it up and wash off my laptop, leave in shame because somebody was in the stall at that point, and then I came back for the second time around. Then I find on my way back, it's Jonathan's last day here, the guy who takes our videos every day with Folsey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's leaving. He's gone.
You know where he's going.
KDK TV.
Pompey Annie told me.
Yeah.
Pompey Annie, I think, stole him.
Crowley comes in here, tells one of the worst jokes I've ever heard, and then you're telling me
color.
That Zeiss is running, sprinting into the building.
So he's not late.
What
but
the hell
late.
Is going on here, Ron?
I'm going to settle you down, Joe. I'm going to just easy. Take a deep breath. I'm assuming you don't have any coffee this morning.
Lots of coffee. Lots of coffee.
I was afraid of that.
Let's check with Steiny, Ron, because it feels like something's lingering from yesterday. He brushed past me.
He gave you a Pompey Annie Heather-like type deal?
He did, although he didn't pet me on the head like Pomp did. Steiny, did you shower well after the show? Were you able to leave yesterday's show behind? Why did you brush past me like that with no hello when you know that you and I are working together today?
I've moved on. I thought the same thing you did, though. I had the idea we were both going to go to the bathroom, so I tried to beat you there so you'd have to go downstairs or something.
You know what, Ron? I actually accept that. He spotted the we're all heading to the bathroom thing together.
Too many.
So he walked ahead in silence. And I respect that.
What happened to you in the fourth floor, the fifth floor?
I've never done that. Because when I was the one who scouted out
for
the fourth and fifth,
for
right, for that reason, now they all know me as the guy who came up here to see if it was okay to take a crap. That's how they view me up there, Ron. the minute they see me. Do you think I'm going to go up there and make that walk of shame? No, they all know me.
Oh, I think you'd be okay.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. What a great day. We have so much to talk about. We got Hokie coming in. We got a great football game tonight. We got a, I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it, though. Some people.
Yeah, what's going on here?
It's on
tonight?
Amazon, as always, now on Thursdays. Oh, but some people said, like, if my kid has an account, she may be able to hook me up that I can
so
watch.
So it's like Netflix.
Yeah. She can set me up on Netflix, too. She has all that stuff.
My wife's ex-husband has lent us his Netflix account. We all use his.
That helps, doesn't yeah. it? Helps.
Oh, it's big. Steiny, do you have an account? Can you watch the game tonight?
I do, yeah.
Can you send Ron and I your password?
Yeah.
That'd be a nice
Possibly.
Peace offering.
A
the
nice olive branch there.
Yeah, that would be. Will you? Does it work? Do they check on it? Do they prevent it?
I don't know. I've only done that a couple of times with no issues to report.
Seems weird, Ron, that a company that's that smart, obviously they make a little bit of money, would allow one password to be passed around amongst, who knows, thousands of people,
yeah, I guess,
right?
I guess. So now you're going to put the kibosh on it, and I won't be able to do it.
Oh, no, I'm going to do it. I'm just wondering if it'll work.
Hey, what's the worst that can happen? You can't watch the game, which is I'm planning on not watching it as of now.
You could go to a bar.
Not.
You know what?
Too late on a work night. Tomorrow's a school day. Too late for me to go to a bar.
You have
now,
school
if it
tomorrow?
Was, if it, I consider being with you like being in school.
It's a school of hard knocks, Ron.
It's too late for me. The game's 8:15. No, I won't go to a bar. Saturday night I would. I'll probably go one maybe Saturday. I don't get the ACC network either. I'll probably go somewhere to watch at least Pitt Georgia Tech the first half.
Steiny, all kidding aside, will you send Ron and I your password, and is it legal?
I'll see what I can do. Check with my guy, maybe. Maybe I'm using somebody's password.
That's fine, too, as long as there's a password in
That's
our
true.
Possession that we can try to
I
use.
I should be okay with my kid, so we'll see.
It's like that credit card number in the phone booth you talked about yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Something doesn't feel right about it, but that won't stop me.
It's part
of
the fun.
Unless somebody says it's illegal, then of course I won't do it, and neither will Ron.
Hell no.
Meantime, big night in baseball last night.
Oh, and a life-changing drop, huh?
Aaron Judge with home run number 61. If you're not moved by his mom and Roger Maris Jr. hugging after that, Ron, I don't think somebody would qualify as human if they weren't moved by that. And you're right, the guy in the outfield, two of them, but one of them had a chance to make the catch. You got to make that catch.
It, like, hit off his glove.
What's
now,
he doing?
This is the same as Maguire's 60th home run, I believe. Remember, Maguire hit it into the bullpen in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And a groundskeeper got it. This one fell just short of the stands. There's a, 10 feet from the wall to the stands, and the guy reaches for it. It hits off his glove, and it ends up in the bullpen.
Yes.
So nobody catches the ball that our friend Jeff Patton, the general, said could be worth $250,000. Could have been a life-changing moment. For one of those
I'm
guys.
Looking at it right now.
And I mean, and the looks on their faces is like, can you believe this?
The guy threw his glove after he missed it. He turned around and just threw his glove away.
It's just, that's how close they came. And now Judge not only gets 61, he gets to keep the ball. And I guess he gave it to his mother in a real cool scene after the game.
Wait, who got it? The bullpen coach?
Somebody in the bullpen. Yeah, I don't know who.
It was somebody in the
not
bullpen.
Tom House.
Whose wife. Works for NFL Network. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't
she
see who
tweets
picked
out,
it up.
She tweeted out something like we could have had a second house, or I don't know what she was tweeting out, but she was mad at him for just giving away the ball. What's he doing, Ron?
Yeah, that's a little tough in his spot.
In his spot, I know.
But remember Tom House caught Henry Aaron's famous ball.
Was he an active player then?
Yeah, I think he was.
I'm looking at this guy right now. I'm going to slow. Do you think the guy should have made the catch?
He had an opportunity, and that's all you can ask. I'm telling you, George Pickens would have pulled that ball in.
Man.
Deontay Johnson would have pulled that ball in.
It's right in his glove.
That's a life-changing moment.
It's right there. He choked, Ron.
He did.
He turns
can you imagine,
around and
can you imagine what he's talking to people at the work today? Telling people they're all over him. He probably still crying.
Does he have a Dante Bichette jersey on?
Well, it was in Toronto.
I think that's a Dante Bichette jersey, number 11. You know what he was afraid of? And I would have been too. He was afraid of falling over the railing.
Yeah, well, of course. But we've seen people do that. Ever tell you about the guy that fell out of the stands in Cincinnati? Football game. Old Riverfront Stadium. This is before Paul Brown Stadium. Guy was reaching for something. I don't know, football, maybe an extra point. He falls. So right near the end of the game, we have to walk by him to get to the locker room. And he's on like a stretcher, on a gurney. I don't know. I don't think he was paralyzed, but they were taking all the precautions. And he's laying there, and he looks up, and he goes, "Hey, you're Ed Bouchette."
What?
It was Bouchette walking by. He goes, "Hey, you're Ed Bouchette." I'll never forget that. The guy fell out of the stands.
That's incredible.
And he's laying on a stretcher saying, "Hey, looking up like this, you're Ed Bouchette."
That is amazing. Recognized worldwide.
That was a long time. That was before Paul Brown. Oh, now, what is it? Paycor Stadium. It was the old Riverfront Stadium.
Well, do I feel bad for this guy? Not really. He should have made a better effort, and he should have caught the ball.
That's right. You know, he's got to live with the error.
So this brings up age-old arguments, Ron. Age-old arguments that we've had before. We're on different sides of it. The MVP award, does it go to guys?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have to go to a guy on a winning team? Are you the most valuable player only if you're on a good team? And then the home run record. What is the home run record? Roger Maris Jr. wants Major League Baseball to recognize Judge as the home run leader if he gets his 62nd. He says that Major League Baseball should recognize him as the guy and not, well, not Bonds, but also Sosa,
or McGuire. This is the most in the American League. If he hits one more, he'll have the American League record. But Maris Jr. was, you know, apparently he wasn't real. I saw somebody like rip him for what he said, and then somebody else said, "Hey, he was just asking a question." He gave his opinion. He said, "Do you not recognize the other guys?" And he goes, "I don't, and I don't think a lot of other people do either." So that's his opinion.
But didn't he also say that Major League Baseball should recognize him as the all-time leader?
If you saw that, that's fine. I didn't see that part of it. But, you know, I think people are going to come to their own conclusions whether Major League Baseball makes some sort of definitive stance on it. I've never been one to eliminate these guys' records. But, I mean, certainly I think probably a lot of people agree with Maris Jr. that, you know, the real home run kings be Judge and then obviously Henry Aaron in his opinion, in my opinion as well. But I'm not expecting Major League Baseball, nor would I demand that they put an asterisk or anything like that.
He said that Judge, quote, should be revered for being the actual single-season home run champ. That's who he is if he hits 62, and I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something. But it sounds like you disagree with that part.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
I mean, could declare it. I don't agree with it either, but what they would do is say that doesn't count. That has an asterisk.
But it happened. I mean, it happened. That's like when he vacate these coaches' wins or something. It's like they didn't happen, but they happened. You know what I mean? And I think people will come to their own conclusions that maybe Judge is the legitimate home run king in their own mind without having to be told by Major League Baseball.
My opinion would be, where do you stop? Do you count the Astros' 17 World Series title?
Right.
Do you count Babe Ruth's 60 home runs? He was playing in a time where baseball hadn't yet crossed the color line.
Was segregated.
Which is far, far worse than steroids in the game, right? And it also affected the numbers in a big way. Plus, in between then and now, how many examples of cheating? How many examples of crossing the line do we have in baseball history, Ron? Where would you stop?
It's a
game.
It's a fascinating question.
Whose history is replete, and I like that word.
Oh, replete.
With cheating.
Yeah, it is.
So where do you draw the line? So I can't agree with them there. Obviously, every person gets to make their own conclusions.
Right.
But Major League Baseball shouldn't do that. I was going back and reading about the Pirates today and reading about the drug trials.
The darkest moment in Pittsburgh baseball history, 1985.
And how it reflected on the drug culture in baseball at the time, which was, and way before that, which was amphetamines, right? Greenies.
Mm-hmm.
And how those would enhance a player's performance basically by letting him perform.
Keeping him play day after day after day.
And then the New York Times had a drug trial in Pittsburgh in 85. Dale Barra and Dave Parker testified that Stargell and Madlock dispensed greenies to their Pirates teammates. John Milner told the jury that Willie Mays had a bottle of red juice or liquid amphetamines in his locker when they played for the Mets. So things like that across all of baseball history, it's just hard for me to single out. And maybe it gets singled out because it's the most hallowed record, I would argue, in baseball history. Home runs. The one everybody...
Maybe in sports history.
Yeah.
Not just baseball. What is more hallowed than the home run?
Nothing.
Baseball's numbers mean more than in any other sport.
Nothing. And I would say that's why this one has been singled out as, well, that guy doesn't deserve it. But all these other people and all these other cheaters and all these other times will conveniently overlook that.
Now, were amphetamines against the law then?
Yes.
They were?
Yeah.
But yet they had them right on the table. That you'd see jars where people could walk by and grab some.
Right.
I wasn't aware that they were against the law. The steroids were against the law without a doctor's prescription.
Mickey Mantle was forced out of part of the 61 pennant race by an infection he got from the needle of a doctor who shot him up with a concoction of steroids and amphetamines. That's from ESPN story. Sandy Koufax took so many non-anabolic steroids for his sore arm that he was sometimes half high on the field. And even Hank Aaron admitted to taking amphetamines once during a game. And by the way, baseball didn't even have drug testing until 2005. So Bonds, he may have been breaking the law in America, but he wasn't breaking baseball's laws because they didn't have any.
Right. No, I mean, it's a slippery slope no matter how you go down it. It's you know, you can come up with these examples of cheating all the way. The Astros thing's going to be interesting. Is Carlos Beltran a Hall of Famer? Production-wise?
I'd have to look closer. He was
a pretty big time big game player if my memory serves correctly.
But he was
accused of being the ringleader.
Yeah.
Of that. Didn't he lost his job as the manager, right? Didn't the Mets fire him?
You're right. Now I'm
before he even got
started.
Before he even got started, right? I got to check on my timeline on that.
Me too.
So he is up for the Hall of Fame next year.
So the question would be, would you keep him out based on that?
I got to do some thinking on that. I don't know.
For me, I wouldn't. Like any and all cheating across the history of that sport, it's hard for me to single anybody or anything out.
They've been trying to steal signs and have been stealing signs forever. They just took it to a new level with the technology.
Exactly. And it helped them win. Is Gaylord Perry in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's an example.
Doctored balls.
Just a rampant cheater.
Who else? Don Sutton. Who else comes to mind? There's a bunch. Bunch of pitchers that use funny stump stuff.
So it seems like 1965 would have been the cutoff point for amphetamines to become illegal. So I guess after that, you were breaking the law by dispensing them. Well, that's why they euphemistically called them greenies, right?
Right.
Pep pills.
I never saw any in the Pirates clubhouse. Now, I've been around for a while, but, you know, there were never any in like a, you read stories about the old days. They were literally on a jar in the clubhouse on a table.
Yeah.
And guys would walk in, grab a handful and keep on walking.
Yeah.
And no one thought anything about it.
That's right.
I don't ever remember it at that point.
So it's just hard for me to single out one faction of cheaters from history. So I think Major League Baseball is actually right to keep the Bonds record at 73. They haven't put an asterisk next to it. And, you know, if Mickey Mantle, if that story is accurate about him getting injected with that stuff. See, here's the other thing, Ron. Way back when Mantle and Maris were doing their thing, the media was a lot more friendly with the players and toward the players, where I bet they overlooked a lot of things.
Oh, absolutely.
So who the hell knows what was going on back then?
They used to go out drinking with the players. Then they used to travel on trains.
Yes.
And they'd all get drunk together.
Right. So who knows what those guys were using back then?
Who knows?
And doing. That's why it's hard for me. I love this chase that Aaron Judge is on. He seems like a good guy. And Roger
Maris
Jr.
He's handled himself very professionally.
Really well. Really well. And Roger Maris Jr. seems like a really humble, good guy that his dad would be incredibly proud of how he's handled both, all these home run chases. Sosa, McGuire, Judge.
It was pretty cool to see Judge's mom last night, too.
That was
he
great.
He gave her the ball afterwards. He got the ball and he gave it to her.
It was great.
How cool was that?
And I just disagree with him, though, in the end, that you...
Maris, you're talking
Maris
about.
Jr., yeah, that this should be recognized. It shouldn't be. The other guy hit more, you know, in a game where cheating has been really the name of the game since it's practically its invention.
Well, if he gets one more, at least he can live with the American League record, right?
For sure. And then the other question comes up. MVP in the American League. Let's talk about that next. I wrote about it this morning for the Post-Gazette.
You did. I can't wait to read it. Let me guess who you voted for.
I don't have a vote, but yes.
You would have voted for Ohtani if you had one.
Maybe.
Did
maybe
you make
I
a compelling
mind,
case
Ron.
Like you did with Mark on the call-in national show?
Maybe I changed my mind after last night.
No,
we'll
you
keep
wouldn't.
It as a radio
you
tease.
You wouldn't flip-flop like that. Not even you.
We'll see. We'll see next. 412-928-9370. Chris Hoke coming in studio at 11 o'clock.
He'll be bounding in here.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township, or visit him online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Fan hotline. Presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Yeah, we're going to dive into Steelers, Jets as well. Like I said, Hokie will be in. And off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.